Today is Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I watched a little bit of inauguration today. But before we talk about that, let's go backwards and talk about last night a little bit. So last night, I cooked dinner last night. I made eggs, and I've said this before. I'm now an official Filipino, I guess, because when we make eggs, we have eggs with rice and bacon. So, or I have Canadian bacon a lot of times. And a lot of times Filipinos will do a sausage called longanisa, but I've never cooked longanisa before. And Mark does have some in the freezer, but it's very sweet. It's a very sweet sausage, and I actually like it, but I think it would be a lot of points, so I can't do it for Weight Watchers. But the bacon, I was going to have Canadian bacon, and then I looked up just regular bacon, the brand that we buy, and I could have 3 pieces for only 4 or 5 points, and my lunch was not very many points, so I went ahead and had bacon as well, so I didn't have to, can't really cook Canadian bacon. You can warm it up, but it gets really, if you heat it for too long, it gets very dry, and so it's not the best, but it is a meat if you need a meat. And Mark asked me, so before you met me, what would you eat with eggs? And I said, well, the American thing to do with eggs would be toast or biscuits. And then I thought, oh yeah, and also hash browns. So we would have either you would chop up the potatoes and cook them with peppers and onions and stuff like that, and put some, maybe smother them with some cheese, or put a slice of American cheese on top of them like they do at Waffle House when you want your, and I don't remember, I think it's covered if you want them in cheese, or maybe it's smothered. I can't remember. At Waffle House, you order your hash browns. I would order them scattered, smothered, and covered, I think. But I can't remember which is which. So we had a whole discussion about that. So I like my yolks runny, and he likes his yolks hard. And because, or he likes them, it's his favorite way to have them is just at the point where they're no longer runny, but they're not completely hard-boiled. I can't think of any other way to describe it. They're still a little bit soft, but they're not runny at all. And so it's kind of that happy medium between runny and hard-boiled, whatever that happy medium is, whatever you want to call it. They're softly set, not firmly set and completely yellow like they are in a hard-boiled egg. And I didn't actually accomplish that last night. I think his were a little bit overdone. But I do a fried egg, air quotes. And for mine, I used Pam cooking spray, so I didn't have to have any points for butter. And I did his in a separate pan, and I used butter for his. And I also used a separate pan because of the fact that eggs are 0 points in Weight Watchers, I wanted to have extra eggs. I know it may not be good for cholesterol. I may have a heart attack. I don't know. Because I don't feel like, as long as I'm not doing fast food, I feel like I'm not getting a lot of extra cholesterol in my life. Because I don't eat a lot of saturated fats. And I'm not even sure where cholesterol comes from, to be honest. But I feel like eggs is probably the worst culprit for cholesterol. And I eat eggs maybe once a week, so it's not like I eat eggs every day. So I had 4 eggs. I know that's a lot, but I was hungry. So I had 4 eggs, but I did them in Pam. And I did what I've started doing, because I like them to be, I like the whites to be completely set, but the yolks to be completely runny. And a lot of times I will get the whites too done. I don't want any crispiness on the whites. I want them to be perfectly smooth and silky, but all the way set. I don't want any snot. So what I found is if I cook them on a medium low, medium to medium low so between medium and low, it's better. The lower temperature is better. Put them in there. And then I cook them on one side, and sometimes I even cover them to let the steam come up and partially cook the top. Then I turn the heat off, and then I flip them, and I just let them sit on the residual heat of the pan to finish cooking up the top side of the white. And that seems to work the best. So I get a completely cooked white, but it's not, I don't get any crispiness. It's completely silky, smooth white. If you guys wanted to know that. So I made four of those, and then we had rice, and I had a cup of rice because that's only 6 points in Weight Watchers. And then I did have three slices of bacon, so that was fun. I am doing some coding again on Pride 48. And I think I probably talked about this before, but the streaming software that we use doesn't have all the features that I want. And there are several things that I've wanted to make it, I don't know, a little bit easier for some people who are less technical to use, but also there are just some other things that I wanted. And I've been researching this other app, this other product, and they're free. They're open source applications that you can actually download the code, and you can write code yourself to add features and stuff like that. Anything that's open source, you can go and download the code and update it. And so I decided, I've been looking at it for over a year, but I've never pulled the trigger. So I decided, okay, we are going to switch to this other software because it's updated more often than the one that we're currently using, which is also open source. The interface looks a lot more modern, and it has some more, it has integrations with stuff. Like, for instance, when a live stream connects, so let's say Mix Minus is on a Friday night. Daniel and I will go and tweet, hey, Mix Minus is streaming now. Well, this streaming software has a way for you to easily go in and add your Twitter account information, and anytime there's a live show connected to that connects to the stream, it will send a tweet and say, hey, there's a live show that's just starting over at Pride 48, or whatever message you want it to say. It also has it has that for Discord as well. So we can post a message to Discord to say, hey, a live show is starting over at Pride 48, and give a link so people can click and start listening to it immediately. But there's a lot of other features. But the one thing that it doesn't have is the current one. I can put all of the podcast information for all of the current Pride 48 podcasters in there, and it will download the most recent episode. It will continually check the feed and download, and then it will add that to the playlist. So when there's not a live show on, we're constantly filtering through the most recent Pride 48 shows that have been, you know, uploaded. And even that, there's a problem because I have to manually go in and add the shows. They don't get, when you guys go in and add your show on the Pride 48 website, it doesn't get added to the streaming site because those are two separate things. So I've been writing a little application that does that. So because the new one doesn't do that at all. So I've been writing a separate application that will connect to the Pride 48 database, grab a list of all the shows, and then download the episodes continually check every hour or however often I want it to, but I set it to an hour. So I did get that working. So now it will connect to the Pride 48 database, go through all of the list of the shows, and get the RSS feed for those of you who know what an RSS feed is. If you're a podcaster, you know. And it will, every hour, it will check those. And if there's a new episode, it will download it. And so I worked on that last night. Bottom line is I worked on that last night, and I got it to the point where it's all hooked up and it's all working. And so now this new software, along with the little application that I'm building, will kind of replicate that one feature so that I can constantly update with new episodes of podcasts. And I'm doing a bunch of other stuff as well, but I don't want to bore you guys too much. Too late. Anyway, so I worked on that last night, and it was fun, and while we watched TV. and that was about all last night. Today, I woke up about 7:15 because Mark turns on Good Morning America every morning, and that's how he wakes up. He has the TV set on a timer to wake up at, or to turn on at 7. And they were doing special inauguration coverage, and I got to see President Trump, now former President Trump. Woohoo! I hope none of my listeners are Trump supporters. If you are, I still love you, but really. So I got to watch him walk out of the White House through the back door and get on Marine One or whatever it's called. And then they went over, and then Marine One did a circle around the Capitol. It was real flashy looking. In fact, the reporter said that's not something they usually do, but looks like he did it just to have a little flair. And then go to Andrews Air Force Base. But I turned it off as soon as his speech came on because I don't like to listen to him talk. It bothers me. Even if he's saying nice things, I can't listen to him talk. And then it was unfortunate, but I was in meetings during Joe Biden's actual swearing in and his speech. So I'm going to watch that on YouTube. But overall, really good day. I'm so happy. I feel this sense of relief that now we have an actual president in the office. I'm so relieved. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.